Welcome to Impetus Podcast. Today, we bring you a brand new episode of Expert Speak, where our panelists share powerful insights on everything cloud, data, analytics, and AI.
Welcome to everyone. My name is Larry Pearson, Vice President and Client and Partner Executive at Impetus Technologies, where we specialize in what I like to refer to as all things data. We help leading companies solve the data, AI, and analytics puzzle to help them to achieve the common goal, which they all share, and that is to create a single source of truth with regard to their operations and their decision making. So welcome to part one of a three-part series of this podcast on the topic of advanced applications of AI and ML. You can access parts two and three with the links in the description if you're listening to this from the archive rather than joining us live. With me today is my colleague, Dr. Ravi Vallabhajosala, who leads the data science practice at Impetus and helps customers turn complex data into critical insights that can be used to make data-driven business decisions. And Ravi brings more than two decades of experience working with large data sets, large enterprises, implementing scalable analytic systems. Today, we're going to focus on the advanced applications of artificial intelligence and machine learning and the role of data science within this landscape. And welcome Dr. Ravi to join us today to help do that.
Thank you, Larry. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you today. Really appreciate the time and the opportunity to speak about AML and data science today.
Ravi, you and your team have done some great work for us here at Impetus Technologies. I'd love to get this kicked off by simply asking you to tell a little bit about the current AI and ML landscape and share some of your observations as a result of the work that we've done.
Certainly, Larry. There are a lot of things happening in the enterprise space with the AML, and this is actually a great opportunity for building intelligence with applications and many other pieces that contribute to the ROI for enterprises. So I'll start by saying there's a lot of growing emphasis on generating insights from large volumes of data, and partly that's because these enterprises have been collecting data for a long time, mostly that is either retained in historical data stores, or there are siloed environments where teams have created their own data lakes and data warehouses, data marts, and so forth. And they are using AML or at least some preliminary versions of those to kind of get insights out of that. What data science can help is also go to the next level of integrating all those comprehensively and creating enterprise level intelligence that will help them kind of identify ways to address specific business problems. And this is what we are seeing in the industry today, partly because of the kind of the data that's involved, right? So there is data that's of really different types, and that could be, it could be structured data where you have things like relational databases and very clean data sets that could be used. But then at the same time, there are also other semi-structured and unstructured data. And typically, unstructured data tends to be the major part of the data in today's world. And these are documents, so this could be text, this is images, voice, video. So this is variety of data that's coming in. And again, at the same time, the challenge is also data quality. And part of the other reason is being able to create a single source of truth, because you can make the right decisions based on the data. And if you have inconsistencies in the data, that would impact how your decisions are either implemented or, generate value of based on the AML models. So building that single source of truth is very critical. And that's something that we are seeing across enterprises. And the last piece I would also add here is that this landscape includes a lot of things around compute, storage, being access to low cost models through the AI services that a lot of the cloud providers offer. Generally, that has lowered the barrier to implementing AML across enterprises today, as opposed to even like a few years ago. So we see that that's playing a significant role in how enterprises kind of work this into their plans and be able to kind of develop applications. And with regard to application itself, the other component that we see with the landscape is that users now have choice to go with a app that they might use on the mobile phone that's easier to use, is lightweight, you know, is always available and smooth. So these are all characteristics that the teams that are building those applications will have to factor in, partly because, you know, that requires bringing together multiple teams to kind of work together in a smooth, frictionless manner through collaboration internally and so forth. So that will enable kind of building AML into these applications and make them easy to use, which kind of helps kind of retain customers and get new customers as well as for enterprises. So broadly, there are a lot of pieces to this, and really happy to be talking today about all of these today. And we'll also kind of give you some examples later in the discussion.
Excellent, Ravi. Those are some great observations. And there are probably three major forces that are affecting our business because they're affecting enterprises as they go about implementing digital transformation. Almost every large enterprise has some form of a digital transformation initiative in place. And some of the characteristics that come with that is, number one, they're all looking at how the cloud may fit in and enable that. Secondly, they want to position themselves to take advantage of the exact things you're talking about today, and that's AI and ML types of models and advanced, the whole world of advanced analytics. And lastly, they're being pressurized to make sure that they are driving real ROI to the business. And that's something also that is a regular theme in terms of what they're being asked to do. Could you share a little bit about how enterprises can recover ROI within their digital transformation initiatives?
Certainly. So there are ways in which AML is making a major contribution today, and enterprises have started looking into adopting this as part of their strategy and kind of enabling teams to use machine learning and artificial intelligence in everything they do. The way the ROI can be recovered is partly, now, given that this requires a lot of data science teams and other supporting teams, the DevOps and so forth. So the challenge for enterprises is kind of balancing what the benefits they get out of adopting AML versus what costs they have to incur. So now it's a question of AML being able to kind of derive insights from their existing data stores, but at the same time, AML can also help identify new use cases that they might not have identified earlier and kind of address that more effectively. So this could help lower costs for the enterprise, or it can also help in getting new customers that they do not target earlier because they do not have the means to do so. Because oftentimes the challenge is many of these enterprises were kind of using rule-based systems. So transitioning to the machine learning-based systems helps kind of look at their customer segments and whatever other things you're looking at in a more comprehensive manner. So now you're able to fine-tune your solutions and products and offerings better. So that kind of increases various things. So there's also ways we can do price optimization for in industries where that's critical. For example, would be bidding, and there's also other things with lowering the barrier for new customers. So customers will be shopping around, but how do you kind of ensure that they will stay with your platform? So you need to be able to personalize offers, and you need to be able to kind of tailor their customer experience, lower the customer journey time, so that we identify what they specifically need through intent prediction. So a lot of pieces that kind of come in, and AML will do this more effectively, provided you're able to build the right model for the right use case. So which is also another challenge, but the broad perspective is that the transition from rule-based to AML and learning systems is what will enable enterprises to recover their ROI more effectively than otherwise.
Can you give us some examples of where the role of data science plays inside AI and ML, And one of the things that we've also observed, as I'm sure you'd like to elaborate on, is the fact that organizations today are very siloed. These siloed organizations do not have the tools or the insights to apply data science across these silos. Each silo often has its own little data warehouse or data mart, and they're operating inside the limitations of that. And talk a little bit about how data science comes in through AI and ML to help break down those silos and provide more of an integrated enterprise-wide view.
Certainly. So you can see this happen from even small enterprises to large ones. And, you know, this is probably a, you know, carryover from the way the organization was structured earlier. But today, with access to, you know, a lot of platforms that enable collaboration and being able to do things in a more agile fashion, teams are still using this, you know, the siloed environments to kind of build applications and work within their portfolios. But with AML, we see an opportunity to kind of integrate these different teams, and partly that will be possible through kind of identifying the enterprise level objectives that should be met and KPIs that need to be resolved and so forth. So one key factor here is data science is, of course, a part of, you know, it came out of a lot of analysis of data and applying statistics and machine learning to this. So machine learning and AI go a long way back. Artificial intelligence, of course, has been around for over 50 years, with starting with expert systems and early attempts to kind of replicate what the human brain does. But once we started looking at building pattern recognition algorithms, so we were able to kind of build the early machine learning systems that led to more complex, you know, models and so forth. So today we have, like, in the space of image analytics or natural language processing, which deals with text, we have a lot of complex models that involve billions of parameters. So data science kind of enables us to kind of use these more judiciously and figure out what would be the right model to choose for the right problem you're trying to solve. Because in many cases, in enterprises, it's not necessary that the, you know, latest and most complex model be used, because there's a lot of bells and whistles on it. But at the same time, it takes a lot of effort to kind of use those models and train them and so forth. At this, on the other hand, you could use a very simple model but get a lot of value out of it. So data scientists have to make this call on what would be the right model to choose based on what they're seeing. And of course, not only are these the model development a key part of it, but again, the productionization and operationalization, managing these models in production, you know, doing things with tracking the performance, and all those come in. So the data science and AML have a very a symbiotic relationship. You have to kind of feed each other from each other. So there's ultimately the objective is to kind of enable the different teams to work together. And we are seeing that in some enterprises that we work with, where teams are collaborating and bringing down the silos. But as you rightly said, those silos kind of restrict people from kind of contributing and building more effective applications that customers need. So if you're able to build the collaboration through more comprehensive approaches, that kind of helps the enterprise gain more ROI out of all of these efforts.
Well, thank you once again for the valuable insights, Ravi. I trust our listeners found them quite useful. Speaking to our audience, this is part one of a three-part series of podcasts. You can get more information on any of the topics we covered today by sending an email to podcast@impetus.com, and we'll be sure that Ravi and members of his team will get back to you. You can also access part two of the podcast series using the link in the description here for part one, which focused on the market landscape and the broad opportunities. Join us for part two, where we'll cover some of the strategies and best practices. I want to thank you all for joining us today. Ravi, thank you for being with us and sharing your observations. and look forward to being with you all once again.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Do follow us to stay connected as we help you unravel the data, cloud, analytics, and AI puzzle. You can also look us up on LinkedIn and Twitter, or visit our website, www.impetus.com. Meanwhile, we hope you take good care of yourself and stay safe during these unprecedented times. Thank you for listening, and watch this space for our next episode.